Just as the polls predicted, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair and his Labour Party have been returned to power in a landslide. Labour took at least 413 seats in the 659-seat House of Commons in yesterday's election. That was only slightly less than the number it won in 1997. But the lowest voter turnout since World War I is causing concern among observers across Britain's political spectrum and has taken some of the gloss off Labour's victory. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from London.
Tony Blair enters the history books as the first Labour leader to secure a second term by a huge margin. The unprecedented achievement eclipses the majority enjoyed even by Margaret Thatcher. Since ending 18 years of Conservative rule, Blair's ambition has been to demonstrate that Labour has become a party trusted to run both the economy and public services. Blair addressed supporters who'd waited through the night.
For 100 years, we've been in government for short periods of time, but never won a full successive second term of office. Now we have. But we have done so because at long last in this country, we've united the politics of ambition for yourself and your family and compassion and decency and obligation to others less fortunate than yourself. And that marriage of head and heart is what this party is about.
Blair reached his pivotal political moment with only 59% of the electorate bothering to vote. There hasn't been a turnout like that since 1918. One commentator said this election had all the glamour of a blood donation. The results were a remarkable rerun of 1997. London School of Economics political analyst Patrick Dunleavy.
The big difference, and the very worrying difference, is that turnout has slumped in an unprecedented way. And it's not just to do with this election, it's slumped in local elections, European Parliament elections, by-elections, and this has been going on for 4 years. This is a big slump in a country that's always been fantastically stable, up or down 2% for 50 years, suddenly down 10%. It's fallen off a cliff.
Nonetheless, Blair said he would use his mandate to improve Britain's public services. Their dismal condition was the core complaint in the campaign. So much so that a retired doctor, running as an independent, won a landslide victory against a Labour Party MP in a district enraged over severe cutbacks at an area hospital. Dr. Richard Taylor told supporters the government could no longer ignore them.
And the way I view this is a tremendous reaction from the people against a very powerful government, against a very powerful political system that overrides the will of the people.
Politics professor Anthony King said Dr. Taylor's election was an alarm bell.
And here you have a non-party figure who emerges from nowhere. None of us had ever heard of him a few weeks ago. And he makes a connection. He connects the people of that constituency to a cause that they can understand on an issue where they think they can have some impact. And I think that if the Labour government during the next 4 or 5 years doesn't pay very close attention to what a result like that signifies, they could be in very serious trouble quite soon.
But if Labour was stung, the Conservatives were paralyzed. The party that suffered from a deficit of charisma gained only one seat. The Tories' right-wing message failed. The election drew a definitive line under the Thatcher era. Before he was pushed aside, Conservative Party leader William Hague stepped aside.
I believe it's vital that the party be given the chance to choose a leader who can build on my work, but also take new initiatives and hopefully command a larger personal following in the country. And I've therefore decided to step down as leader of the Conservative Party when a successor can be elected in the coming months.
Tony Blair paid a courtesy call on the Queen and before the day is out, is expected to reshuffle his cabinet. The election is barely over and new battles beckon. One of the most bruising promises to be whether Britain should adopt the euro in place of the pound. Currency traders who believe the government's mandate will embolden it to move quickly toward the euro drove the pound down to its lowest level in 15 years. An issue that Tony Blair had hoped to forestall is igniting only hours into his re-election. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.